Pulling up to Mickey D's just for drinks? Oh yeah, that's me. Nothing extra, just perfection and a straw. Coming in hot for the coldest cups on the block. Because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Ever combine an ice-cold frozen Coke with piping hot fries? Try frozen drinks any size for $1.49. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, is this on?
Life sucks, and then you die.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano, and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye, Vince.
Later. Yeah.
Fire.
Right. You sure are. You are finally your own undoing.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Just like in character.
We will still keep all 8 Vince quotes on the soundboard because they are still amazing.
And
they will
absolutely.
Still probably be relevant.
As this news was just thrown at us.
Yeah. Right.
Also the news of Triple H possibly taking over as the head of creative.
Oh, yeah.
It was like bottom left.
Yeah,
there was all kinds of
nuts
being busted.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, is this going to be like NXT from 5 years ago?
Oh, can we get a MJF for a Joe here?
You fucking mark!
Oh, well, come on. Come on.
I mean, come on, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
All right.
I mean, yeah, for the first time in a long time, we have hope.
Yeah.
There is hope.
Yeah.
And obviously, we're going to talk about it. Raw, it certainly wasn't a great episode of Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't horrible either.
Yeah.
Right.
It was okay.
I mean, Rome wasn't destroyed in a day.
Roman wasn't destroyed in a day.
Roman wasn't destroyed in a day.
Exactly.
Pick up the title. Someone pick up the title. Any title.
Sure.
Pick a title, any of the 30 we have down there.
So lean back, so you're Roman, and Vince, and Triple H is like, hey, Roman.
Yeah.
I'll be just taking but,
There's something on there I need to remove.
If you could, I believe you have my belt.
There's something on that belt that I need to remove, Roman. What's that?
You.
Yeah. And then you hear in the background, like,
Mr. Hunter, Gargano is here to see you.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God, that fucking
send him in.
That fucking tweet was so good. It was like the clip of Scarface during the montage scene where he's talking to his friend on the phone and then there's just money going.
Right.
It's like Triple H talking to Gargano on the phone.
Oh my God.
So amazing.
There's also one of like Ciampa, like with all the gold around him, and this is his like Triple H's wrestling plan.
That's like when Homer thought he was just gonna cover himself in gold and jewels.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to be Ciampa.
Oh, gosh.
Can't wait.
We can hope. I mean, Roman Reigns is certainly not the worst thing going in WWE.
No, it certainly isn't. No.
Honestly, one of the best things going, which says a lot. But,
right.
Yeah, before we get to everything, we also have to give predictions for SummerSlam.
Boom.
Who you would hope, you know, we would hope everything gets rebooted after SummerSlam is when it really starts. Which,
right.
You know, the Monday Night Raw in Houston, Texas. Why not?
Yeah.
Start everything over then, right?
Oh, yeah.
A new presentation for Raw.
Oh, new set, new music.
I tweeted this out, but imagine that Raw after SummerSlam in Houston. It starts with Triple H in the ring, and he says, are you ready?
Well, look.
No. I said, are you ready?
And he's just the GM.
And then he goes,
then coughs.
And he goes, then Welcome to Raw is War.
Oh my God.
That bust.
Bust a nut.
Yeah. Right.
Changes the name back.
Tragedy today at Toyota Center as thousands of people died in a apparent semen explosion.
10,000 men over the age of 30's heads exploded.
Right.
Technically, it was the biggest bukkake we've ever... Everyone came on Triple H.
The Guinness Book of World Records will actually be presenting him.
Oh, Natalia, you won't have this one.
Whoa!
Yeah. So, a couple of new patrons. Thank you to Jay Davey and Brandon Ezernak.
Yeah.
Thank you to those two wonderful people.
Yeah.
If you want to sign up, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything.
I mean, I'm sure it's not going to get you anything this week, right?
Oh, you mean like the recap of the 1992 Royal Rumble? You know, the one where Ric Flair wins and becomes the WWF champion?
Oh, my
with
God.
With a tear in my eye.
Yeah.
So good.
That'll be coming out this week.
But that's going to be the only thing, right?
That's not it, because we also have the SummerSlam recap.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
And we just might recap Ric Flair's last match.
Yeah.
Last day on Earth.
And... Now that Vince is officially gone,
yeah,
NXT recaps might happen again.
Maybe.
Let's not get.
Maybe.
Oh, why don't you hit the MJF button for you, Mr. Eric?
You fucking mark.
Thank you.
That's
so
right.
Much. Thank you very
much, Eric. I have to do those shows. Please
shut your fucking mouth.
We'll see. Is Wendy Chu still falling asleep in the middle of the ring?
Actually, she hasn't been on.
Oh, well, that's a good sign. Yeah. That's true.
It begins.
Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Sign up today. Give it a try, and you get a shout out on the show.
Yeah, you do.
Do the Hall of Fame tier, and you
just like Brandon and Jay Davey.
Right. You could join the Hall of Fame tier and join us, do awards with us right on the show. So there you go. Give it a shot. All right, so SmackDown opens with the new co-chairwoman.
Whoa.
Chairwoman of WWE.
Whoa, man.
Stephanie McMahon.
Wow.
Her and Nick Khan are the
co-CEOs. Yeah.
So I'm sorry, not co-chairwoman. She's the only chairwoman. But her and Nick Khan are co-CEOs.
So what did Nick do wrong that he has to get a co-CEO? Why can't he just continue to be CEO?
I know. Because you got no strings on me.
Yeah. He was president, and now they're both co-CEOs. But she's the sole chairwoman.
Yes.
Of WWE. So Stephanie mentions, you know, my father retired. He created this company, even though he didn't.
Yeah,
it from his dad.
Correct.
And then she fake cries, looks in the camera, and she's like, I love you, Dad.
I love you.
As if Vince is watching.
Right. She's like, I love all your NDAs, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The crowd chants, thank you, Vince, and that was it.
Yeah, that's it.
You know?
They keep hyping up these, like, oh, this person's coming out to talk, and then it's like fucking nothing.
Right, basically.
Well, it's hilarious that it's like Vince chose to retire finally.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
The best is that it was in a tweet. And Vince doesn't tweet.
No.
That's the best thing about this is that it came in a tweet that Vince didn't even type.
Correct.
He's never tweeted a tweet in his entire fucking life.
Yeah.
That's what's so funny.
You know
what
it had to be? Someone had to have gotten on film when he came backstage and said, fuck him. They're like, we're going to show this.
It's worse than that. We have a lot of news and rumors on Vince.
Yeah.
We'll talk about later. So
ooh.
Then after that, we have the Street Profits come out through the crowd. They're super hyped up.
For some reason.
And they say that they're going to beat the Usos at SummerSlam, become the tag team champions.
Yeah.
They don't get hyped.
Huh?
Oh, God.
They stay.
Oh, no.
Why remind us of that?
Right.
So then Theory comes out again, and he says the same thing he's been saying, you know, for weeks.
Right.
Then the Usos come out, and they talk shit, so the two tag teams brawl.
Sure.
Theory helps the Usos, even though Theory's been saying he's going to cash in on Roman Reigns,
mm-hmm.
who I believe the Usos are related to.
I think they're part of the...
We'll have to get back to you on that one.
Yeah,
whatever their stable
part
is.
Of the bloodline.
And then Madcap Moss runs out, and the good guys clear the ring, and we have a 6-man tag announced for the main event. And I was like, okay, so Vince is still in charge.
Still in charge.
Well,
right.
He's you know, maybe he's tweeting them the show.
Yeah.
All right, I want you to do this next. A 6-man tag for the main event.
Right.
Oh, God help us. Next up, we have Shinsuke Nakamura versus Ludwig Kaiser.
Rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch.
Nakamura sets up for the Kinshasa. Gunther distracts him. In the end, Gunther punches Nakamura while the ref wasn't looking, and Kaiser wins.
Weird.
With a DDT.
Yeah.
After the match, Gunther acted like he was going to chop Kaiser. Mm-hmm. Then he pats Kaiser on the back.
Yeah.
And then he chops him.
Yeah. He won the match. What the fuck more do you want?
Right. Schmuck. You lose, so, you get chopped.
Unless they announce this match Friday on SmackDown, I guess this isn't a SummerSlam match.
No. Shinsuke lost.
Yeah.
Like, you don't lose to the assistant and then get a SummerSlam match.
Or
you don't lose to the manager.
The manager.
Or, manager.
Or you do.
Or you do.
Or you do, and it's on the pre-show and no one sees it.
Right.
They're like, Vince wrote SummerSlam. He asked, it's his last request. Triple H is like, what?
hold on.
Yeah.
Right.
I need to go get some down on paper in the bathroom.
Yeah. By the way, Vince, it's 2022. We don't use paper, you fucking old fuck. All right, backstage, Ronda Rousey tells Liv Morgan, when I beat you at SummerSlam, I expect you to shake my hand, just like I shook yours.
Yeah.
And Liv tells Ronda, wake up, you're doing a promo. No, sorry. Liv says, I want this more than you. I need this more than you. So when I beat you at SummerSlam, I will shake your hands.
All facts.
And then Ronda says, you have more passion than anyone here.
Also facts.
Except for me.
Not a fact.
Not a fact. Fact.
Not a fact. How can you say that while giving zero passion in that sentence?
Right. I heard that and I went, pfft.
You know, Liv, I like you because you have a lot of passion. But you know what? You have more passion than anyone in this locker room except for me.
Yeah.
See you at SummerSlam, bitch. Because they always say bitch.
They always say that
cunt.
But no, it's just, you know.
Sorry.
You know, Liv, you have a lot of passion, but you don't have as much passion.
That's her gimmick now. She's narcoleptic.
No, that's me. Well, hopefully Liv makes her go to sleep in some fashion at SummerSlam.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Next up, Happy Corbin attacks Pat McAfee at commentary.
Boom. Okay.
I like how he just kicked him out of the chair.
Sure. So good. Right.
And even Cole sold it well. He was like, oh shit, look out.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And I tweeted, I was like, what if Michael Cole was actually really great at commentary all these years, but it was just Vince McMahon like holding
screaming
him back
in his ear
and telling him what to say the entire time?
Right.
Because Cole wasn't as annoying as he usually is. And he mentioned that he's a Jet. On one show, he mentioned he's a Jets fan and a Mets fan two different times in the show. He's like, well, you know, a Jets fan. Well, you know, being a Mets fan. It's usually McAfee, like, shitting on the Mets or Jets to fuck with Cole because he can't say anything back. But, yeah. So McAfee, he throws McAfee into the barricade. McAfee chases after him. They brawl backstage before being separated. And then after the break, McAfee gets a promo to hype the SummerSlam match. And I thought he was going to say, he was like, you know what, Corbin, me and you are going to fight. And I thought he was going to be like, in a steel cage.
Right.
But he's like, I'll see you at SummerSlam. I was like,
this was in the ring?
Yeah.
What does he say about Cole? The goat?
The goat.
Again, maybe we're about to see some goat action.
The goat from Thor, Love, and Thunder, just screaming, screeching.
The annoying goats.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the Viking Raiders.
That's good.
Versus Jinder Mahal.
Oh, who could he possibly be teaming with?
Who's the other guy? Veer was with them.
No,
right?
No,
there's
no,
a third Veer. Guy.
Veer's an idiot now.
Shanky!
Oh, that's it. That's
Shanky's also an idiot now.
That's true.
Imagine.
I surrounded myself with idiots.
Gender's the best one of the three.
Yeah. We got Xavier Woods and Kofi on commentary, and Xavier Woods wearing that horrifying unicorn mask.
Yeah, that will be in my nightmares for the rest of my fucking life.
Yeah, what is that about?
Good
Jesus.
God. And also, Jinder Mahal, what was the one thing that was cool about Jinder Mahal?
His music. Yeah.
And he lost the music.
Right. And we lost our smile.
He lost his smile.
Well,
he sure did. He sure did.
Someone also pointed out that he clearly stopped taking steroids because his body is not as jacked as it was when he was WWE champion.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
But yeah, the Raiders win by count out in 2 minutes.
Right. It's so stupid.
Our recap took longer than the match.
They threw gender into the New Day. That was kind of cool.
Was it? It was kind of cool.
All right, whatever. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, guys.
You fucking mark.
Yeah. Right next to me.
I thought it was a real throw. I thought it was real.
Anytime you like anything, from now on, anytime any one of us like anything on the show,
yeah,
hit MJF.
All right. Oh, we're going to fucking get Andrew when Zelina comes out eventually.
Oh, my God. Zelina comes back. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Sheamus and his fuckboys. Sheamus says he won't face Drew McIntyre until his sword is banned from the ring.
What the fuck?
Sheamus also called it the undisputed WWE Universal World Championship.
Yeah, you know, you put all those words on there.
You just keep adding words to it.
Yep. Universe, the universe.
Uh-huh.
World. Yeah, okay.
Correct.
Yeah. So McIntyre comes out with the sword, but Sheamus tells him to put it away, and he'll send Butch and Ridge out of the ring, and he does, and Drew asks Sheamus, when did you become such a little bitch? We have the chance to main event the first UK pay-per-view in 30 years. Roman Reigns is holding the championship hostage. The other guy isn't a great option either. Have some balls. Let's do this.
Yeah.
However, Sheamus has no balls. He says upper management told him that their match is next week. And it's an Irish Donnybrook match.
Who are you?
Who cares?
What?
And then Sheamus removes the cloth and it's a bunch of shillelaghs.
Oh.
And then Adam Pearce comes out and makes it, it is official. Thanks, asshole.
Yeah.
And then the ring explodes because McIntyre chops Sheamus' shillelagh in half.
But the part of the concussion part of the fireworks went off early.
Yes,
when he chopped the stick. Yeah.
And then 5 minutes later.
Right. I guess they can't call it a street fight or a last man standing because that's happening at SummerSlam.
Yeah, they're just going to hit each other with shillelaghs? Fucking lame.
Just stab him already.
Please.
Just fucking cut his
Can he just not miss 1 week?
Right.
And then we'll just see this. This is what we'll see.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Actually hit him for real with this fake sword.
The side of the sword.
Slap.
Next up, we have Sonya Deville. Sonya Deville versus Raquel Rodriguez. And Raquel has new generic music.
Right. Just this is like, what, the third time they've
changed? She just got her music.
She just got new music.
She got new music post fucking CFO.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what's the deal with music?
And she's still showing off that beautiful smile. Yes.
Smile McKee.
And she wins with the Tejana Bomb. Whatever.
Cool. Whatever.
Next up, we have Lacey Evans versus Aaliyah. Except we don't, because Lacey shits
again.
We don't. She's retired.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We retired.
Aaliyah's just behind her, just keeps making the noise.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So, like, you remember last week I told you that I was a former military? Well, I still am. Tom Brady left this city. Because, you know, he hates it. And I suck. Thank you.
So Lacey shits on the crowd, and then she knocks out Aaliyah before the match even starts.
Right.
That's it.
Thanks for coming. Thanks. If it was that easy, why not just have the match and beat her?
Yeah.
So match next week, they promise this time.
No.
They super swear.
Whatever.
Super swear.
And now we don't care. We didn't care before.
Yeah.
Pre-show at SummerSlam.
Next up, Caleb Braxton interviews Jeff Jarrett.
Oh, boy.
The dumbass is already wearing the referee shirt.
And, of course, it has no fucking sleeves.
Yeah, he's wearing the referee shirt. It's not SummerSlam.
He should have been like, I've been hired as a full-time referee.
Right, yeah.
I'm making my debut at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
You know what would have been funny if she's like, I'm here with Jeff Jarrett, and he, like, as the microphone's coming towards him, he's like, they made me wear the shirt. Jeff, tell me, what do you think about... And the first thing he says is, well... You know, the Street Profits and the Usos have both been coming to me, trying to get me to referee their way.
Really? Have they?
Really?
Have they?
They even know who you are?
Right.
Who's the old guy?
Well, he also said, this is the biggest tag team match in SummerSlam
history.
They've had TLC matches.
Right.
Edge and Christian, Hardy Boys, Dudley Boys, they had a TLC match.
Correct. They did.
This is the biggest tag team
match. The Mega Powers have had a match at SummerSlam. This is not... The biggest.
Right.
Yeah.
Not even the top 50.
Well,
Double
yeah.
J.
I think you're right there.
Next up, we have a backstage promo from Maxine Dupree.
Bust a nut.
Who are you?
Bust a nut.
Who are you?
Who is your nut?
Who are you busting my nut?
So this was the woman that I showed you guys. Like, I was like, look, she's with Robert Stone now.
Oh, yeah.
So she, and she just she's just there to be hot.
Right.
And now she's on SmackDown.
Has Robert Stone kept a client for more than like 2 weeks?
I don't know.
Ever?
He's just with Von, he's had Von Wagner for a few months.
Just let him wrestle. The guy's a decent wrestler.
So can we announce the news or is that for later?
Well, no. So, I mean, yeah, he's Max Dupree's gone.
He's
done.
Yeah,
he's gone. They've removed him from everything.
As soon as Vince is gone, Max Dupree's gone, and Triple H is like, "Hey, sorry about that. Couple months."
but why not work out the storyline? Like, it sucks, but why not have her slap him and say, "Your sister's taking over the business"? One time! One little thing.
Have Mansoor or Massey.
Or have LA Knight.
Beat him up.
Or have LA Knight be cutting the promo and then be like, they're titillating your Jew. You know what? What the hell am I doing? I am LA Feet! Yeah. I will always be L.A. Feet.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then he just leaves.
And he takes off his shoes, then he leaves.
And then he's done with the company.
Feet. No, Andrew's right. Like, why not just do that?
Right.
Like,
This is the shittiest.
I don't like how they just
Why are they
shit?
Even replacing him?
Right.
This whole thing should be gone.
Yeah.
Now that
they've
Vince
done that
gone.
Before. Right. Scrap the whole thing.
Scrap the whole thing.
Let
Mansoor go back to normal. The Saudi streak must continue.
Yeah.
He's 3-0. Come on.
Yeah.
Do what's right. Continue the streak. I'm just kidding. All right, next up we have the Usos and Theory versus the Street Profits and Madcap Moss. Theory tries to bail on the Usos mid-match, so they super kick him for it, and then they bail on him.
Yeah.
And then Moss charges at Theory, but Theory hits him with the Money in the Bank briefcase for the DQ. Theory continues beating Moss with the briefcase, but then the music hits, and the Dirt Sheets got played again.
Woohoo!
And God, I have to say I love it.
Yeah,
I
know. Absolutely.
Because they are reporting that once Vince announces retirement, Brock Lesnar said, well, if he's gone, then I'm gone, and Lesnar left. And apparently in just a couple of hours, they convinced
Goldberg.
Him to come back. Yeah, that's right. Because then there were immediate rumors that WWE is trying to get Goldberg to replace Brock Lesnar for the match.
Did anyone ever just stop to think that, like, maybe Brock Lesnar forgot his cowboy hat at his hotel?
Right.
He just had to go get it real quick.
Well, no, guys, look, don't take it out on Sean Ross Sapp. He saw Brock Lesnar's plane ticket.
Oh,
yeah.
Just like he saw MJF's plane ticket.
Right, so, right.
Of course
it's not his fault.
So stupid.
So Brock comes out, he gives Theory an F5, beats the shit out of him with the briefcase, and again, that's what Brock does best.
Yeah,
so stiff. He hits Theory as hard as he can
with
the briefcase.
And then we all get a little stiff.
Yeah. And then he gives Theory another F5 on the briefcase to end the show. So
yeah, I like it.
Good ending.
Fuck him up.
You know, but overall, SmackDown was like, whatever.
I would hold this briefcase until hopefully someday someone not named Reigns and Lesnar has these titles.
Ooh, good luck with that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. We only have a year. Fuck.
And they're at a year and they're like, well? And he goes, no, I pass.
Why didn't Lesnar just leave with the briefcase? You can't cash in if you don't have it.
I thought that as well.
So then we get to Monday morning where WWE officially announces that Triple H is head of all WWE creative. All creative. Mm. So that's exciting.
I guess he didn't have time to rewrite Raw.
No. I mean, he did a little bit, right? Because there was only like one really bad thing. So Raw opens with Logan Paul and The Miz. They're in the middle of a brawl.
Yeah.
Officials quickly split them up. And, you know, this is better than how the show usually opens, but this is how you start the Triple H era? Okay, maybe it's not officially started, but still.
Right.
All the fans know Triple H is in charge now.
Yeah.
At least it started with some action, I guess, but.
Sure.
But still, I mean, I get it. It's better than a 10-minute Bloodline
entrance. Vince isn't dead, and it's still Triple H's father-in-law. So he can't just change everything day one.
Right.
I think it's going to take him a few weeks to do that. No, I don't think. I think because he's got to still go to Christmas dinner.
Fuck that.
I don't know for real. How awkward is that going to be?
Also, yeah. I don't think he celebrates Christmas.
He probably doesn't.
The devil doesn't celebrate. Of course he does.
Triple H. Oh. Paul Levesque.
That's his
family. Well, but his family, his wife does.
Well,
so he has to.
It's Helmsley.
I don't think Triple H is very religious, Eric.
Oh, well.
I don't. They probably neither of them are.
You don't fucking know his life.
That's French. What would a French person be?
Oh, wow.
So then the bloodline.
Helmsley is more Jewish than Levesque.
Okay.
The bloodline comes out. Roman says, acknowledge me. But then he tells Heyman, I don't feel like talking anymore. And he hands the mic to him. And Heyman's mic cuts out briefly. And he says the same thing he said back in 2015 when he was promoting Brock and Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, oh, our sound guy must be from New Jersey.
Right. Mm.
Then he says, we want your name written down. You're the next one out the door. That was a great line.
Yeah, I know.
And once again, Heyman does an amazing job selling the main event of SummerSlam. It'll never get old.
Who is he? Who is he promoting in this promo?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have it, but when he first said it, he was like, "Brock Lesnar."
Yeah.
Yeah. That talking about John Cena reminded me of when he did John Cena's theme last year.
Oh yeah.
So after a great promo, they decide to ruin it with more
theory.
You know, now that Vince is gone, can all these people get their fucking names back? Especially Theory's first name.
Right, yeah.
Because how is your name Theory?
Right.
So Theory said the same shit he's been saying. So Roman invites him to the ring and owns him pretty hard.
Here's some words of wisdom for you, Theory. I want you to start looking around. I want you to analyze this situation here. You understand? Your daddy's not here anymore.
Theory should be like, you should talk, Roman.
Exactly. Right.
You're his first love.
You are his boy. You're the champ.
Right.
You've been the champ.
You're double champ. Champ.
600 days. What is it now?
690. Well, it's going to be 700 on Raw. Wow.
Yeah.
So that's going to be quite the celebration.
Fucking hell.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Theory cashes in on Raw. Got it.
Oh, sure. So the crowd chants, daddy's gone, and who's your daddy? And Roman says, if he keeps messing up, the tribal chief's going to be his daddy.
Yeah, he keeps getting cheers.
And Reigns tells, careful, well, of Roman. Course, because no one likes Theory.
Right.
He tells Theory, I run the garden now, and he walks away from him. And then Jey Uso smacks Theory in the back, so Theory hits him with the briefcase. However, Roman doesn't retaliate.
Doesn't give a shit.
Refrain.
Well, they'll get back at him later.
Yeah.
The bloodline leaves. We go to commercial. And when we come back, the ring announcer is like, ladies and gentlemen, the Money in the Bank holder and the youngest United States champion of all time.
Yeah, what's that?
Theory. And it's like, oh, yeah, no. Yeah, we know.
He was there before commercial.
Right.
And he starts talking, but he's interrupted by our first
wild card!
Drew McIntyre.
Hey, that guy.
And I imagine pretty soon Triple H might just be like, no more of this, or a redraft or something, because he really didn't care this week. We have Theory versus Drew McIntyre, and this was a pretty good match, but it was like 10 minutes, but it ends in DQ because Sheamus...
Wild card!
Ridge Holland...
Wild card!
Oh boy. Huh?
And Butch...
Huh? Wild card!
They run out and attack Drew.
Yeah.
Lashley then runs out to make the save.
Sure.
Remember that Lashley McIntyre feud?
Yes.
No, you're not supposed to.
Oh,
you're
right.
Supposed to say no.
They've always been best friends forever.
But now we're best friends.
They stand tall. They hug. They kiss. They jerk.
Wow.
And then Theory teases hitting them with the briefcase. Then he runs away.
And then later they do the meme in real life.
Right.
That one.
Oh, the epic handshake from Predator.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
And then the universe explodes. So when we come back from commercial, proving that Vince is still riding the show.
Right.
We have Sheamus and Theory versus McIntyre and Lashley.
No.
But. Butch and Holland get involved, so the ref ejects them. Drew got hyped up mid-match and started shaking the ropes like Ultimate Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, Theory set up Lashley for the ATL, but then he saw Dolph Ziggler watching ringside. And 30 seconds before that, the audience is looking over at him.
Right.
And they don't show him, and we're like, oh, is something happening?
Yeah.
Like, you know, did a fan rush the ring or something? But no, we see Dolph Ziggler, and that distracts Theory, and Lashley makes Theory tap to the Hurt Lock.
Yeah, yeah.
Then maybe Theory cashes in and wins. Because who's the first jobber when you have a new champion?
Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler.
It should have been me.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
After the match, Theory gets double super kicked by the Usos on the stage. And then Roman comes out, places the briefcase on Theory's chest, and tells him,
if you're going to cash in on Saturday, make sure you bring this. Make the right decision.
So there you go. Backstage, Ziggler tells Kevin Patrick that Theory needs to be taught a lesson. And then AJ Styles walks up and says, I appreciate what you're doing. And then, shoosh!
Finally. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Alpha Academy walks up and they challenge them to a tag team match and they accept. So let me get this straight. Ziggler's trying to feud with Theory.
Stalking him, basically.
Stalking him. Are they going to fight? Like, what's going on?
No fight or fuck.
But now Ziggler and AJ are in a tag team, maybe?
Sure.
Dolph's a face.
Dolph's a face.
Boom, he's a face.
For no reason.
What? No, for no reason.
Huh? And also, no Robert Roode. Let's hope to God that Triple H is saving Roode for something great.
He has his robe. He goes, hey, Bobby.
Hey, yeah. Bobby.
By the way, your name's Bobby again.
Yeah.
Put this robe on.
Cody Rhodes comes back.
Glorious.
Cody Rhodes comes back in January. He's like, hey, I'm ready to win the Rumble. Triple H is like, there's always a plan B. And then Roode just DDTs him.
Hey, I need you to go take care of a problem in NXT called Braun Breaker.
Right.
Oh, my God. Like, imagine Stables just come back.
Oh, my God.
And imagine Triple H just leads a stable of, like,
guys.
You know, Johnny Gargano, Ciampa,
Owens.
Best friends. Owens.
Rude.
Rude.
All in suits. All with titles.
People come out of the back. You're like, what? Like, Adam Cole, Samoa Joe, they're all back.
Right.
This clause in their contract that says, no, if Vince is ever not in charge, I can go back to WWE.
Correct.
Triple H.
You have to sign it.
Triple H.
Sorry, Tony.
Triple H calls Samoa Joe. He's like, hey, Joe, are you tired of doing Ring of Honor shows?
Yeah. Right.
You're not even on AEW.
Yeah.
Come on back. Ugh. Yeah. God, cross your fingers. We're working ourselves so hard right now.
No, no.
Back in 20.
I think Finn Balor's going to win the Rumble. Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Jesus. For everyone? For everyone.
Of course, yes.
You fucking mark.
All right, MJF. Jesus.
Especially.
You've been there too, sir. If you're a wrestling fan, you've been there too, Max.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, next up, we have Rey Mysterio's 20th anniversary in WWE, I guess.
Sure.
So, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you're married for 10 years, then you got a divorce, then 10 years later, you remarry that person?
Yeah.
Is that a 20-year marriage?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Bridge it. It's called bridging the gap.
Bridging the gap.
Wow. Bridge, like, the employment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that happened with our sister at United. She left and came back. They bridged it. Says she's been there the whole time.
Correct.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Never left.
Right.
Sure.
So backstage, Ray and Dominic pull up in a car along with Ray's wife
and
Aaliyah. Oh, wait, wrong one. Sorry.
No.
Okay. Oh, that Aaliyah.
And wait, where's Buddy Murphy? Where's her boyfriend?
Another organization.
So Buddy Matthews, now that he goes by, he tweeted they could fight over me in a contract ladder match.
I would watch that.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they come out, Ray and Dominic come out. Everyone else is watching backstage, his wife and daughter, and then a bunch of randoms. And he mentions some of his greatest partners and opponents over the years, including Dominic's kayfabe biological father, Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah, yeah.
Ray tells Dominic how proud he is of him, and he keeps turning his back to him.
Right.
And Dominic keeps, like, going forward and back.
Do it. Just
like,
do
are
it,
they
do
gonna
it,
do this, or are they just? Is this just the longest fucking tease ever?
Fucking.
I don't like that they keep teasing this and that they've never done it. At this point, don't fucking do it.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
I don't think it's gonna happen either.
I don't like being edged by the mysterious.
Seriously.
It's not very good. No.
And Dominic's he should have done this literally like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
When he wasn't quite horrible. Right. Like, you're still hopeful.
During the Thunderdome era.
Sure.
Dominic would be a much better character and wrestler if he had aligned with Seth instead of staying with his dad.
Right.
Of course. And, like, you could always say, you know what, Dad? I know you taught me a lot, but my biggest lesson was to lie, cheat, and steal. Right, oh, the crowd would pop also for the heel Dominic.
Also, it's your 20th celebration. When the fuck are you going to share the spotlight, asshole?
Right. Yeah.
There's so many ways.
Fucking retire already, huh?
Yeah.
Give me your mask. Oh, it doesn't fit me because you're fucking small.
Yeah.
All right, so finally.
Put you in my bucket.
Why don't your opponents just realize they can small package you as soon as they enter the ring? I don't get it.
Finally. Finn Balor and Damian Priest come out from the crowd.
Balor Club.
And we go to commercial.
To
Judgment Club.
Judgment Club.
Judgment Club.
Balor Judgment. No, Balor. That one doesn't work. So we have the Mysterios versus Judgment Club.
Balor Judge.
Balor Judge. I am the Balor Judge.
Club Day.
And Ray, you're a bad father. And guess what? Your wife. She's a bad martyr. And hey, Aaliyah, you're a bad daughter. Well, that one's close enough, I guess.
Yeah.
And your wife, smelly pussy. And your daughter. That's enough. All right. Got it.
Oh, no. So, all right, Mysterio's Judgment Day. Balor hits Ray with the coup de grace, but Dominic breaks up the pin. Priest slides in a chair, but Balor tosses it to Ray and falls back. However, Dominic is distracting the ref, so Ray hits Balor with the chair, then tosses the chair to Balor, and the ref sees him and yells at him.
Right.
Shortly after that, Ray and Dominic hit Balor and Priest with the double 619, and then Ray hits Balor with the frog splash for the win. Judgment Day is dead. They've been dead. Kill it.
Right.
Kill it faster than the male models. Yes.
Just kill it.
Backstage, and later.
Check poison.
This never ends. Backstage, Ray celebrates with his family.
Yeah, this never ends.
Again. Again.
Ray celebrating with his family and fake friends.
Yes. Right.
And Dominic should have just beat his ass in front of all of
them. Right. Come on.
And then Aaliyah gives her dad a present, and it's the purple gear from Halloween Havoc 97.
I guess she got it back from Seth.
Yeah. Ray's like, where did you? And she's like, I had to dig deep. Like, what? In the mansion?
In Seth's butthole.
In the storage unit?
Yeah.
Seth's butthole.
So then Rio.
Jesus.
God, please. Wait, where?
In his butthole.
Yeah. There.
So then Rhea Ripley walks in the room, and Aaliyah is like, get out of here now.
You asshole.
I've been watching the show, you bitch. By the way, you want to make this interesting. Buddy Murphy, Buddy Matthews is dating Rhea Ripley in real life.
Yeah.
Make this more interesting.
Right. That's what makes it that much fucking better.
Aaliyah's upset because Rhea stole her man.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
So maybe they did that just for that. But Rhea pushes Aaliyah away and then she just drags Dominic out of the room.
Right.
Rhea Ripley, a woman, a tall woman.
Uh-huh.
But still, she woman handles Dominic. That's just right. Pulls him by the hair. And he's like, yeah, you can't do anything. And then you can also
she like fucked him Amazon style,
basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could also hear a production guy yelling, "Angie, you got to go first. Go, go." Oh, you go back and watch it, yeah.
Really?
Which is weird, because you never see her.
And that's Ray's wife, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Ray follows outside, but Balor and Priest jump him and put him through a table. Dominic is worthless.
Absolutely.
Ray should turn on Dominic and join the Judgment Day.
Yes, you're right. Dominic then comes at the very end.
Yeah.
To check on his dad. Why don't you go fight those guys?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like they just beat up your dad.
Yeah.
Are right. you spineless?
Yes.
Well, it's just Finn Balor and Damon Priest. We're not talking about like, you know, Hogan and Flair in their prime.
Well,
the Undertaker. It's not the Undertaker. Yeah.
It's not Brock Lesnar. Go beat their asses.
So we're not done because later in the show,
oh, God.
Trainers are checking on Ray, who's selling an arm injury.
Right.
And then Rhea super kicks his arm.
Jesus.
And then tells him to, you know, get better wishes.
Of course.
So.
And then they announce a match at SummerSlam.
Yeah, God.
Like, what? Like, again?
Like we needed another
oh,
one.
Oh, my brain hurts.
Next up, Bianca Belair comes out to the ring, but she's immediately interrupted by Becky Lynch. Mm. However, Belair interrupts her back, so Becky attacks her. They have a nice little brawl, and they get pulled apart. Right. It was nice and brief. We didn't need another 10-minute talking segment between the two.
No, we didn't.
Come we on. Know that they hate each other. We know why they hate each other.
Right.
They've been feuding for a year now.
A year.
So,
yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Have a good match and we'll kind of forgive
it. Let's close that chapter
and be gone
for a while.
Next up, we have Alexa Bliss versus Doudrop.
You know who wants to see this match again? Nobody!
Oh, that is correct.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And Sarah Schreiber interviews Alexa before the match.
I don't understand Nikki and Doudrop's dynamic. They make fun of me for hanging out with Lily, but why are they friends? You know, they hang out with each other, they benefit. They don't benefit anything from it. Don't get me wrong. Love Lily. But she doesn't need me, and I don't need her. Lily's an independent woman. Believe it or not, she makes her own money. WWE shop, she is number one.
Yeah, can we what? Stop with the stupid doll?
What?
Can we stop with the... That was basically like Triple H's way of being like, that's why we have the doll.
Right, yeah.
Right.
That's why we still have the doll.
She's like, I don't understand why two people need each other. Like, what the fuck? I am fine with this inanimate object.
Yeah.
She also says that after SummerSlam, she's coming for the Raw Women's Championship.
Okay.
It's about time.
Sure.
Maybe if the goddess shows up.
Sure.
Dun-dun, dun-dun.
Alexa so, Club.
Alexa beats Doudrop with the DDT.
Yeah, who cares?
It's hilarious.
Right.
Because she's Doudrop is basically like, what, 100 pounds heavier?
Yeah.
150?
Yeah.
Plus, you would think Alexa has nothing to win for, but they at least still give her the win.
Right.
Yeah.
Doudrop,
well, she's next. She's getting
the monster.
She's getting the next title shot.
Yeah.
Right.
So during the commercial break, I found this out online. During the commercial break, Doudrop starts cutting a promo. What? And Ronda Rousey comes out and beats up Nikki and Doudrop.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
To keep the crowd excited? I mean,
because it's Madison Square Garden, anything can happen.
You've been to Raw where we're just sitting there for 15 minutes.
That's true.
We're like, what the hell's going on?
But to not air this?
Yeah.
Weird not to air it. Yeah.
It is.
And like, well, when we, you know, like back from commercial, oh, look what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then next up we have Impulsive TV.
I don't get it.
With Logan Paul.
Did he go heel again? Because that's sort of
no,
what it felt like.
That's what he's so bad.
It felt like he went heel again.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this was rough.
We are at Madison Square Garden, and guys, I gotta say, it's crazy because my brother is actually gonna be fighting here next weekend.
Fuck you. Suck a dick.
What? Hey, don't be plugging other sporting
events. It's not next weekend.
It's not next weekend.
Nope. It's today.
Oh, the fight. The
and
boxing
today
fight.
Is tonight.
What?
What?
And starting from now, from this moment on.
This is the moment.
This is the moment. Starting now. Okay.
And tonight is Monday Night Raw.
We're 2 hours in the show.
And the debut of Impulsive TV, baby.
And also the cancellation of Impulsive TV.
Yeah.
He speaks and he laughs like a heel.
Yeah,
you don't laugh like a heel. Like you don't do that.
That's the best part.
It is just like the Miz TV, but people actually watch.
Lashley?
No.
Right. Roman?
Not by choice.
I don't watch Raw.
Yeah, he sure doesn't. Yeah. Or Impulsive TV.
I gave Raw 2 hours and then I turned it off.
Right.
The silver lining is that this was the worst part of Raw.
Uh-huh.
Like, no 24/7 title bullshit.
Right.
No Veer promos.
No.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. He tweeted a video of him in a limo, and it's like, why are you taking limos?
Right, yeah.
First of all.
Right.
Because you got that $1 million arm. But then he's like, I love New York City. And I'm like, I thought you loved carnage.
No, he likes New York City and carnage.
Yeah. So Paul invites The Miz to the ring so they could finish what they started earlier in the show.
Oh, God.
Thankfully, the only thing that could make this somewhat watchable, Maryse comes out instead.
Bust a nut. Oh,
shit. Both bust a card.
Yeah.
Bust a wild card.
Yeah.
Wild nut.
So she looked amazing. Mm-hmm. And Maryse is also carrying some kind of purse, but in reality, it's just two giant balls.
In reality, it's Miz's actual
testicles. It's Miz's balls. It turns out they're really big.
Yeah.
So she tries to say genitalia, but she can't, and it's on purpose.
Right.
She's like, his package.
Jenna Jameson.
And Maryse says that they measured Miz's balls.
Oh.
And their average size. So Paul says, who measures their testicles? And then Miz comes out and says, I do.
I mean, don't we all?
And he's proud of it.
Yeah.
And then Maryse slaps Paul and he says, you have bigger balls than your husband, and balls and balls and balls.
Balls, balls, balls. So much balls.
Then Ciampa attacks Balls from behind, then he balls them balls for a minute, and then
ball with Miz the ball, hits, the ball,
Miz
the
ball,
hits.
Ball, the ball, the ball, big it. Miz hits Logan Paul with the skull crushing ball
the
finale.
Nut crushing finale.
Yeah. The ball crushing finale.
Basically.
And then the crowd chanted one more time because Logan Paul is not a babyface.
Nope.
No. Despite how hard they want him to be.
He was this close from being canceled. Like,
I know.
It's true, man. Yeah. Filming someone who hung themselves.
Right.
But just keep him as a heel. He's so good as a heel.
Right. He should just be.
Just let him
heel.
Be. Let him be himself.
Champa shouldn't be with the Miz. No. Logan Paul should still be with the Miz.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just like the Miz said.
Right.
And they should be fighting Champa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Champa with Miz.
With his mystery partner. Oh, who should that be? Fuck. Fucking Johnny just fucking beats Logan Paul in 1 minute.
I would explode. And I don't mean busting. I would. Right. My brain would explode.
Yeah,
you should've. Fucking Mike. You fucking Mike.
And they cut to a camera of Tony Khan and he's just like has one tear.
One tear. Like,
we were so close.
So close, damn.
God damn it, Vince.
He was our savior.
You're going to fuck those women. Damn it.
Anyways, moving on.
You fucking Mike.
That's great. I kind of do want to buy the Carnage action figure.
Yeah.
You saw it, right?
Uh-huh.
That they're selling on Matt Cardona's site.
Yeah.
$30 for like one of those.
Well, you know.
I mean, I get it has to be more money since they don't have a big...
Scratch that figure itch.
Supply and demand, Andrew.
That's true. So backstage...
They will sell out.
Probably. So backstage, Kevin Patrick interviews the Usos and the Street Profits with Jeff Jarrett standing in the middle.
Again.
We needed more of this.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Still in a referee shirt, right?
Yeah. Sure.
He sure is.
He never watched it.
Right.
Both teams.
Oh, Jeff Jarrett, you're still here? Jeff Jarrett never left.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I really did it. Triple H is like, I just wish you had the power to leave my company.
Right? I really did referee a match once.
At the end, he's like, that's J-E, double up.
Double! Take it away from him.
He does the Vince promo when he bought WCW. You know how I spell Jeff.
Right.
J or G-O-N-E.
Yeah.
Gone.
So both teams yell at each other, and Jarrett tells them to keep the peace until SummerSlam. Well, that's great, Jeff.
Right.
But they're fighting each other tonight.
You fucking simpleton.
Yeah. Keep the peace when you beat each other up.
Maybe keep your sleeves.
Dumpster fire.
Keep your sleeves. Yeah, you're not 30 years old anymore. Right. Next up, we have AJ Styles and Dolph Ziggler versus Alpha Academy. Dolph hits Gable with the zigzag for the win.
All right.
Good, good. Good for Dolph. First win in 5 years?
Yes. Is this just the one-time thing, or are they going to be a tag team? Because
phenomenal show-offs?
Because that would be phenomenal.
That's pretty good, Eric.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they shouldn't be a tag team. These are two top guys.
Right.
These are two of the best singles wrestlers in the company. They should be fighting each other!
Right. For a major title.
They have no room for either one of these guys right now. Zero room.
No, not a 3 hours.
Because their names don't start with Brock Roman.
5 hours. 5 hours a week. No room.
No room for these guys. In the title picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the main events, the Bloodline versus Riddle and the Street Profits. The Street Profits had New York Knicks-inspired gear. That was actually pretty cool. But Ford got busted open under his eye.
Cool.
And it resulted in a lot of blood. It did look cool.
Yeah. Bright red.
In the end, Riddle went for an RKO on Reigns, but Roman caught him and dropped him and then hit the spear for the win. Mm. It was a pretty cool ending. I like how he caught him and threw him up in the air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then after the match, this whole night, I'm like, where's Seth Rollins?
Yeah.
He's got to come out.
Yeah.
Burn it down! Seth Rollins comes out. He walks by Reigns. He's like, bye-bye. And then he attacks Riddle. He gives him a curb stomp on the floor. And then another on the steel steps to end the show.
Ouch.
Cool.
Very ouch, baby.
Very cool.
So at least it was a good ending.
Yeah.
Not the worst Raw ever. Still a lot of work.
Correct.
The good one another good thing is they didn't have wrestlers come out, then they go to commercial,
right?
Then they come back, they have a backstage segment, they have a video, and then they go to commercial again.
Correct.
And they leave the wrestler in the ring for 15 minutes.
Right.
They didn't do that this week. So that's good, because it just doesn't make any sense.
But. Right.
All right. That is all for SmackDown and Raw. Let's give some awards.
All right.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
Xavier Woods.
Yeah.
The unicorn.
It's gotta be.
The nightmare Xavier Woods.
Sweep it.
But, and yeah, can he be a king again now that
Please
is gone?
Right.
Please.
Give him the robe back and all that?
Please. Come
on. Get to be for you.
And make him a heel. Best dressed?
I had Rhea Ripley.
Okay.
She had that I'm Your Poppy shirt. I thought it was good.
I had Alexa.
For me, first I had Liv.
Oh, okay.
Then I had Belair.
Oh, yeah.
And then you had Alexa. You guys didn't pick Maryse.
Well.
In the pink titty dress.
Titty dress.
Yeah. I think that's what those are called.
They are called that.
Oh, yeah.
Worst acting?
Lacey Evans. Again.
I had Rousey.
Eric's favorite wrestler, Logan Paul.
I'm the most passionate. You're not the most passionate.
Fuck that guy. I'm not even going to acknowledge him.
Right. Oh. There you go.
Yeah.
Wow, worse than Hogan.
Yeah.
Best acting?
I had Roman.
Paul Heyman.
Okay.
Yeah. You got that one wrong, Eric.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. No, Roman would be number two.
Sure.
Yeah. Worst comment?
Lacey's line about Tom Brady leaving the Patriots like 6 years ago or something.
Three.
Yeah, it was a few years ago. But
three, but, you know, who cares?
Mine was Double J saying it's the biggest match in SummerSlam history.
Yeah.
I had Logan Paul. Today is tonight. Great job.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Reigns, I'm sorry, best comment?
Daddy's not here anymore?
Yeah, that's it. I jumped the gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweep it.
So good. Sweep it.
Worst match?
Vikings versus Shanky and Jinder.
Yes.
That is correct. Super slow-mo?
Drops. Mysterios and Judgment Day.
I had Sheamus and Theory versus Lashley and Drew.
There's plenty.
And then best match?
Bottom right.
Raw main event? Because it had a good ending?
Yeah. I don't know. Nothing was like amazing for me.
Sure. I had Ziggler and Styles.
Sure.
Just
I mean,
they were there.
Sure. All right.
It was nice to see them.
Show offs.
Worst move?
Logan Paul's punches.
Mm.
They were terrible.
They were pretty bad.
I had Drew's sword.
Swing and a miss.
Oh,
fucking
God.
Sword thing again.
Yeah.
Why does the ring catch on fire from a sword
cutting
a rope?
Right.
Best move?
The stomp on the stairs.
All right. I had Roman catching Riddle at the end.
That was
match.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I like Jinder getting thrown into the New Day. Sorry. Right. That was kind
of
funny.
Worst moment.
Was wrong.
Worst moment or segment?
Impulsive.
I'd live in Ronda. No one is more passionate than
me. I mean, I went with Impulsive because it lasted longer.
Oh, yeah.
Forever. I mean, there was Maurice, but still,
right.
The rest of it. And then best moments or segment?
Bloodline.
Bloodline. Raw segment.
Bloodline.
Yeah, sweet. Sure. All right.
Wow.
Breaking news. So, sources have told the Wall Street Journal.
Are these the same sources that told us that MJF got on a plane and that Brock Lesnar was
left? This is the Wall Street Journal.
Okay. Just a second.
Wall Street Journal says that Vince McMahon chose to resign after SEC and federal prosecutors launched investigations into his hush money payments.
Interesting.
So it turns out it was the complete opposite of Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Where it's like the SEC's coming after you, you gotta resign. And, you know, I'm not fucking leaving. And Vince is like, well, I guess I'm leaving. Also on Monday, WWE disclosed another $14.6 million in previously unrecorded expenses paid personally by Vince McMahon.
Wow. I'm
not sure exactly what that means.
Oh, yeah. No wonder he was always selling stock.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Boom, Eric.
Speaking of WWE stock, it has gone up significantly since Vince announced his retirement.
Well, people...
That doesn't make a lot of sense, though, because Wall Street, like when the CEO steps down or something happens to them,
I think
usually it goes down.
I think if he stepped down and there weren't accusations and all this shit,
right,
then it would have went down. But now that it's like, well, this guy's in charge, we got to get rid of him because, you know, he's doing a lot of shady shit.
Yeah.
Wow, it went streaking up.
It went up $6.
Wow. Damn.
They announced, first of all, Vince announced his retirement after the stock, like right after the stocks closed for the day.
Yeah.
Like the minute the stocks closed for the day. And then Monday they opened up $6 higher.
That's crazy. Wow.
It went down since then, but still.
Yeah.
Also, the ESPYs were last week and they had the best WWE moment for the second year.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, a fake sport on a sports award show.
Yeah.
The nominees were The Undertaker being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Right.
Great moment.
Cody Rhodes returning at WrestleMania.
All right.
Obviously, that's a great moment. Stone Cold stunning Vince, Pat McAfee, and Austin Theory at WrestleMania.
Sure.
Those are great. I would rather put Stone Cold fighting Kevin Owens.
Right.
Obviously. And then Big E cashes in the Money in the Bank contract and becomes WWE champion. But
not bad.
The winner voted by the fans was Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, makes sense.
But I would have, I mean, Stone Cold fighting Kevin Owens, of course. That's
Come on.
But I mean, Cody coming back, you know.
But just like all award shows, this is political.
Correct.
Oh, so, yeah.
Just like Sasha Banks and Naomi winning best moment last year.
Naomi?
Oh, I'm sorry, Sasha Banks and Belair. Sorry. We'll talk about them later. Also, WWE is promoting SummerSlam in a couple of epic games this week. There's a John Cena skin that will be available on Fortnite on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Also, Xavier Woods, Asuka, and The Undertaker will be downloadable skins on Fall Guys.
Oh, so when are you streaming?
Yeah.
Undertaker as The Undertaker?
They look terrible, though.
They do?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
It looks really bad, so I don't know. Also, last week, SummerSlam was originally listed on Peacock with a TV-14 rating, but it has since been switched back to TV-PG.
Boo!
Just like that.
Boo.
And boo. Just like that.
Boo. And boo.
Yeah.
And boo.
Any other news?
I didn't have any. No, you covered then. It.
Rumor time.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So Fiverr reports that Triple H promised more transparency moving forward during a talent meeting before Raw.
Okay.
He said he wants open lines of communication between himself and talent, and he wants work to be fun.
Wow.
Imagine that, a wrestling show.
Yeah.
In recent years, talent would have to wait hours to talk with Vince McMahon.
Because he was always busy rewriting the show.
Obviously, Triple H wants a different culture.
Right.
And also with Stephanie and Triple H now in charge, a lot of people are expecting Sasha Banks and Naomi to return at some point.
Okay. Well,
just see. To just come back just like that?
Maybe.
And they still walked out.
I mean, Sasha gets burnt out. She got burnt out before she left for a while.
Yeah.
So maybe she's gone until the Rumble or some shit.
Well, it's funny because I know you don't really keep up with NXT, but Cora Jade threw her women's tag title in the trash.
Yes. So and now there are no tag. There are women no tag women titles. Tag titles in WWE at all.
They're like, we're done with this shit.
It's crazy. So there you go. That's all the rumors I got. So it's trivia time.
All right. What WWE superstar, no longer wrestling, has had five matches at SummerSlam, and none of them have been a straight wrestling match?
They're no longer a wrestler, you said?
Correct.
They're retired?
Yes.
Hall
of Famer.
Five straight?
No.
Oh, they've only had five.
They've only had five in their career. They're a Hall of Famer, though, and they were only gimmick matches, every one.
Edge?
No.
Sorry. It's like, no.
I could tell you one of them. This might give it away. You have any guesses before I say?
Undertaker?
No, one of them was against The Undertaker at SummerSlam 96.
96?
In a... what kind of match?
Hell in a Cell? No, that was too early. Sorry. Oh,
casket match?
No.
Buried Alive?
Boiler Room match.
Oh, Mankind.
Yeah.
I win.
You said at the same time. You already had your guess.
That was
the time. No, I didn't.
No, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
Can we just hug it out? Oh, fuck you.
Oh, you fucking Mark!
Just like
play the sound. Play the sound.
I did.
Oh, no. My sound for you.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
fans have been requesting for this to join the soundboard. I've had a lot of messages that they want this to join the soundboard.
What were you talking about, or what was happening right
before
that?
I was impersonating Tony Khan hugging the wrestlers.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So maybe that can go next to Bust a Nut if we don't have any more wild cards.
I mean, we could get rid of
Suck. I guess I could replace...
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. We never even use it.
No. Yeah. No. Then we'll have two pornographic coming buttons. Yeah. This thing will be all porn.
Making progress.
I guess it is a porn cast. All right. Let's go to fan questions.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Luis Vasquez. Hey, guys. Now that Triple H is in charge, what three wrestlers should be excited about a potential push or being used more in the main roster? And what three wrestlers should be worried about their position on the main roster? Not exactly.
Let's see. Three that should be excited. Roman Reigns. Brock Lesnar. Goldberg.
Shut up.
None of those.
They need to be used, and Robert Roode's one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would think Ciampa for sure.
Ciampa.
He's doing nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
And Roode, and then who's someone like... like, probably Theory. Like, he'll make Theory good.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? He's a talented guy.
Sure.
Like, turn it into something good.
Sure.
Lashley's gone.
Ooh, Lashley.
A lot of guys aren't going to see the light.
Who should be worried? Let's see. Dana Brooke. Reggie.
Yeah.
Tozawa.
Oh, yes. Okay.
All the 24/7 guys.
The 24/7 club.
R-Truth.
He probably only R-Truth. Keeps...
it's over.
I bet you, if any, he probably...
game over.
I would think if he were to keep any of them, it would be R-Truth, but not to do 24/7
correct.
Shit.
Right.
Jake Baker, the show started with a six-man tag that lasted almost an hour. Should Raw do great opening matches more often instead of endless promos? I mean, I don't know. It depends on what it is.
Yeah.
A good promo is great. It's better than a match sometimes.
True.
Oh my God, they should have Brock Lesnar walking down the hallway.
Yeah.
And he steps on something. And he hears 1, 2, 3, ding, ding, ding. And he looks down and he just pinned the 24/7 champion just walking.
Yeah.
He takes the belt and he just goes, nope, and throws it in the trash. Done. Finished.
That's the end of that.
History is over.
Or just pay Braun Strowman for one night to eat it.
Oh, Jesus.
Will you want to eat this belt?
Kyle Foxton, so to recap the start of Raw for anyone who missed it, Vince's chosen one, no matter how much people hated him, that was being pushed relentlessly, came out to the ring. Also, Theory was also out there.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Bobby Cox, who do you think should be the first person or group WWE brings back, and why is it CFO money?
That's good. That's
Please.
Really good.
We need cool music again.
I know. Make wrestling music cool again.
Yeah. Joseph Fuller, now that Vince is gone, is it safe to start watching Raw again?
Not yet. We'll let you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, try the Raw after SummerSlam, maybe.
Maybe.
You know? Chris Dibbern, I know Andrew hates Jordan Peele right now. Well, yeah, I didn't like Nope.
Yeah.
It was very boring. But have you seen the Key and Peele sketch regarding Triple H as Obama being reintroduced to the talent? High comedy stuff. That's a overused meme now.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's, you know, it's Jordan Peele as Obama shaking hands with people and then, like, dissing all the white people.
Right, yeah.
But I guess they did them with Triple H, and I imagine he shunned, like, Kevin Dunn. That's another rumor is that
Like, he really embraced, like, all the NXT talent.
Right.
Oh, like, Asuka and Kevin Owens and Ciampa.
Yeah.
And then, like, R-Truth, like, oh, hi, yeah.
That's another rumor, though, is that Kevin Dunn will soon be gone.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, because that's all the fucking shaky camera work that makes you want to vomit.
Right.
Stephen Freeman, now with Triple H in charge, what are some changes you realistically think will happen? You think we could get a Forbidden Door 2 with AEW and WWE?
Negative.
Maybe.
Maybe. That's better than New Japan, that's for sure.
They have the same owner, so of course.
Right. Yeah. But a lot of changes, how the show's presented.
Yeah.
No more fire all the writers.
Right.
I know you said
stop with the shaky camera shit, you know? Yeah. Like, stop with, like, 13 camera cuts in 6 seconds.
Exactly. Yep. Steven Stafford, what are the chances all the stuff with Vince is a work and it's part of a storyline just to answer what was in the lockbox Shane was talking about when he returned? Well, I think that's the real story. We know it's in the lockbox now.
We do.
It's all those
right.
NDAs.
Yeah.
Joey Jojo, Johnny Gargano returns to save Logan Paul from The Miz and Ciampa's beatdown after the match. Eric, add it to your scoreboard while no one's looking.
No.
That's similar to what Joe said. But, yeah.
Well, right.
Omar, this
no,
might...
No, like, Johnny would have to come out, look at Ciampa, be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. He smacks him, and Ciampa's like, sorry. Yeah.
And then DIY BC Usos for the tag titles.
Sure.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Stop it.
Omar, this might be unpopular, but I got to say last night when Roman Reigns cut the promo on Theory, I think we saw something really beautiful happen organically. The moment he says, your daddy ain't here no more, the audience genuinely got behind the tribal chief and began those chants, which made what Roman said actually pretty damn funny. You know who cuts promos like that? The Rock. Well, let's take it easy there, Omar.
Slow down.
Whoa.
I don't think he's The Rock just yet.
I don't smell that yet.
Hashtag acknowledge him.
Negative.
Jason Claver, Push Fire Barry, Triple H, realistic bust and not creative decisions. The IC title makes a comeback. A comeback.
Yeah.
Miz wins it and Ciampa turns on him and proclaims that Goldie's coming home to daddy.
That's not Goldie.
Not bad. Well, come on.
He convinces Sasha to come back to be the surprise entrant / winner of next year's Rumble.
Yeah.
Or the Fiend comes back to confront Finn Balor, who he had his first match against to set up the Demon versus the Fiend.
When was the last time we even saw the Demon?
I would push the IC title, bury the Fiend, and then fire Sasha.
Yeah.
All right. Mark. Oh, excuse me.
You fucking Mark!
I was watching the best of SummerSlam on Peacock, and one of the matches that was featured was Ray, Eddie, Custody, Paper Ladder Match.
Yep.
I felt like this was putting the Katie Vick storyline on the best of Triple H compilation.
Jesus.
Reminds me about bad pro wrestling could be.
I mean,
the storyline was bad. The match was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
We reviewed it on Patreon. Go check it out. Alan Kimmett with Triple H at the helm. What are the chances MJF gets signed for WWE? I mean, if he hasn't re-signed with AEW by now, then probably a decent chance. A really good chance.
Yeah. Really good.
Must have fucked up Ali.
That is genius. Love our fans.
My God.
That's amazing.
Was Montez Ford trying to tell us about Triple H's return at Money in the Bank with his cross chop party? Oh.
Mm.
That's right. He was doing the DX chop.
Yep.
Maybe. Carlos Ramirez, how long until we get the Stephanie McMahon Kiss My Ass Club or to keep up with the times that Eat My Ass Club?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Sure.
Jesus.
TVPG.
Eating ass is in.
Yes.
It is. So is E. coli, apparently.
Yeah.
David Sagan,
Jesus.
Half the questions are, half the questions start with Triple H in charge.
Right, right.
Do we
right.
think the future of WWE could be glorious?
Yeah.
Or maybe sure. maybe a demon will take over?
Nope.
Or how about a push to strong style?
Mm.
Or is it going to turn towards a guy with a black heart?
I mean,
any of those. Any of those would be great.
That's ideal.
Alex Mihailov, if you had to tell someone who hasn't had access to wrestling for the last 2 weeks the most important thing to know that isn't Vince retiring, what would it be?
Well, Vince is in or Triple H is in charge of creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Jeff Warhol, now that the main reason that a wrestler would hesitate to re-sign or sign with WWE is gone, how much do you think AEW will be affected by Vince leaving and Triple H taking over? A lot, significantly.
Yeah,
I hope.
Yeah.
Maybe like in a year from now, you'll see big changes.
Right.
Yeah.
Pop Culture Junkie, when will WWE release the table for three of Vince McMahon, Johnny Ace, and Kevin Dunn?
Oh, my God.
That's the only thing I want to see them do.
That has to happen.
Also, will we ever see Vince McMahon on WWE programming?
100%.
Ever again?
Absolutely. Yes.
He'll be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
At WrestleMania this year.
No, he will.
God damn it!
everyone does something bad, and they always come back.
This right. year, will he
time
be on,
heals
will he be on TV this year?
Sure.
No.
I'm going to say no.
No?
No, not no. in 2022.
Next year?
I would He'll say, be a surprise entrant in the Rumble.
No, 2024 Hall of Fame. People 2024? Forgot. I forgot oh, about okay. it by
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
Sure.
The Rizzler, first big splash by Triple H, brings back original names and entrance songs. Massive reorganization on wrestlers and their characters. Rehire released expired contract. I mean, I think in to reorganize the characters and the wrestlers, bring back theme songs.
Yeah,
rehire wrestlers. Yeah, Rampager with Vince gone. Can we reboot and have a proper draft? No wild card BS. And if Ziggler and AJ are a new team, what do you call them? Oh well, Eric. Yep.
Nailed it.
Phenomenal show offs.
Eric, Nate, he did nail it. Will in Edmonton. Hey, guys, first time writing in. Longtime listener, first time writer.
Yeah. Nice.
Just want to say, love the podcast and was just curious, what five wrestlers do you think Triple H sees as the future?
The future's got to be like Kevin Owens.
Riddle.
I would say Riddle.
Ciampa.
I would say Cody Rhodes. You know, does he see Ciampa as the future? Hopefully. And maybe Dolph, who, like, you know, is probably still young compared to guys that have had late runs.
Maybe.
I mean, Triple
probably
H,
in his
Flair.
Late 30s at this point.
But that's 10 more years.
Well, then Seth Rollins is younger.
Well, Seth Rollins should.
He's already the, yeah.
Yeah. Get rid of the stupid douche gimmick already.
Okay. Get on that, Eric.
All right.
Redshirt guy in the tune of AC/DC's Big Balls. Miz has big balls. Logan Paul has big balls. Yeah. Riddle has big balls. Maurice has big balls.
Maurice.
What's wrong with wrestling has big balls. We can't talk about McMahon's balls due to an NDA, but Josh has the smallest balls of them all.
Nice.
I believe it.
And then finally, Jason Dearham, Pushfire Barry, who's happier? Triple H is in charge. Drew McIntyre, he could finally get rid of that fucking sword. Ciampa can stop dyeing his beard.
Ciampa.
Gunther can start eating carbs again. Push
Thank
that.
God right there.
Right.
P.S. When Sheamus revealed the table full of shillelaghs, it reminded you of the collection of dildos from The Boys.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
now
my God.
That you mention it.
Wow.
That is all for fan questions. Thank you for those. It was very good this week.
Yeah.
But now it is time for SummerSlam predictions.
Here we
We've
go.
We've got nine matches.
Yeah.
Mm. Again, we could probably cancel half of them.
Right. For sure.
All right, we got Logan Paul versus The Miz.
Yeah.
I have Paul with a pin.
I've got Paul with a pin.
Paul with a pin. How many people interfere?
One.
I have two. I think AJ Styles, maybe. Maybe I'm stupid.
Maybe.
No.
And then with all this talk of balls, any low blows?
I'm going to say yes.
I put no. I don't know.
I put no as well.
It's a coin toss for me.
Yeah. Then we got Pat McAfee versus Happy Corbin.
McAfee with a pin.
Pat with a pin. How many people interfere?
One. It's got to be somebody.
Corey Graves.
Zero.
Like some, right. Like, some, like Pat can't just keep beating superstars without something helping him, right?
True.
Maybe Corbin.
It's a good point, but I have zero.
Right.
We all have McAfee, though. How hilarious is that?
Yeah.
And then, you know, McAfee does some crazy shit. Does he do a shooting star press?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes. I mean, he only wrestles twice a year.
Okay. I put no as well.
I think he might do something bigger.
He always likes to do something, yeah.
Yeah.
Riddle versus Seth freaking Rollins.
Hold on. If McAfee, like, jumps from anything and he does, like, a flip.
He attempts it. Well, if he attempts it.
Is it any
flip
move,
or does it have to be
no,
backwards?
No, it's not backwards.
It's not?
Backwards
no.
is the moon. It's the front backwards.
Oh, the front
one.
Backwards. Yeah. Well, that's his main one that he does, yeah.
Riddle versus Seth Rollins.
I've got Seth with a pin.
This is where Eric loses.
I have Riddle with a pin.
I
can see it going either way, honestly.
Yeah, right. I could. I have Riddle with a pin.
Seth took 3 losses to Cody.
I know.
He's going to bounce back a little.
But he's been destroying Riddle every night. Destroying him.
Well,
you don't have him then win
Riddle's
the
been winning forever all year.
There could be 10 different people that have a surprise appearance at SummerSlam, but one of them could be Randy Orton.
Yeah.
True. Helping Riddle.
Yeah.
Sure.
So how many people interfere?
I put 0.
I put 0.
I put 0. What's the main color of Seth's gear?
I said orange.
I said red. Who knows?
You spit all over your paper.
I did.
You said that.
Yeah.
What? Well, you said orange. What'd you say, Joe?
Orange.
Red.
Red. I went blue just because that's like the SummerSlam color. It's like blue and orange, but I don't know. And we haven't seen that in a while.
No, orange.
But now that Vince is gone, he could wear the white gear again.
I almost said white, but it's too good guy-ish.
Right, yeah.
Does Seth kick out of an RKO?
No.
And then we have the Mysterios versus the Judgment Day. No disqualification. Who do you got?
I mean, the Mysterios just won. So I put Judgment Day.
I'm sorry. I looked at the wrong thing. I have him, yes, kicking out of an RKO.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
So anyway, I have Judgment Day. Like, maybe Rhea gets involved. I mean, the Mysterios have no reason to win this match. Maybe Dom turns. Like, I don't know. No. But I have Judgment Day.
I've got Mysterios with other.
I have Mysterios. We'll talk about why later, but I have Rey pinning Balor.
I have Rey pinning Priest.
I have Balor pinning Dom.
How many people?
That doesn't make sense. Hold on, I'm putting Balor pinning Rey. Sorry.
Okay. How many people interfere?
One.
I have 2.
Mm. Can you say why now?
No.
Okay.
Later.
Okay.
And then does Dominic join the Judgment Day?
I put no.
Fuck that.
Right? The Usos versus the Street Profits, undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship.
Usos with a pin.
Yeah, same.
Usos. I got Jay pinning Ford.
I have Jimmy pinning Ford.
I've got Jimmy pinning Dawkins.
Hey, that's how it's going to get decided.
How many people interfere?
None.
No.
None. Does Jeff Jarrett get physical?
1,000%.
Yes.
You know what's hilarious? He's reffing this match, and then he's fighting Ric Flair
the
next night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then we got Bobby Lashley versus Theory again for the United States Championship.
Lashley with a sub.
Yep.
Sweep it. How many people interfere?
0.
0.
Does Lashley kick out of the ATL?
Yes.
Yes.
I put no. I don't think he'll hit it.
No, I guess
you
we're
had
not.
Zero interference, though, Andrew?
Yes.
Okay, guess we're not crossing out that match.
Then we have Liv Morgan versus Ronda Rousey for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Yep. I've got Liv with a Liv, apparently.
You wrote Liv?
Yeah. I've got Liv with a pin.
Liv will live.
I have Liv with a pin.
Same.
That's hilarious. But it's like if Ronda beats her, then everyone's going to hate her.
Right.
And Ronda doesn't want to be a heel.
No.
So she has to lose somehow. How many people interfere?
0.
0.
0. Over under 10 minutes?
Yes. I put under.
Shut up.
I put over.
I put over. I think it'll barely be over. Here's a question. We can't really put it, but will it be a roll-up win again?
Well, that's what I'm kind of thinking.
Or does Liv hit Oblivion and really get the first legit pin on Ronda Rousey?
Since
a huge
Becky,
win.
Well,
she has not been legit beaten. Like, Charlotte Flair pinned her, but she cheated. You know, it was like the ref thing.
Right.
Is it a roll-up?
Probably.
Yeah.
Then we got Bianca Belair versus Becky Lynch, Raw Women's Championship.
I have Becky.
I got Becky with a pin.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah.
I wrote yes. Pin, yeah. Oh, wow. I do because...
You got Becky with a yes?
I have Becky with a yes. I do because, first of all, if anyone's coming back, any of these women that have been out for so long, it'll probably somehow interfere in this match. Secondly, Becky losing again, what does that do for Becky?
Right.
Like, what does that really do
for Becky? It's been like Seth. She's been losing all summer. All kind of, year, right?
Like,
basically.
Like the only thing that would make this interesting is Becky winning her title back and coming out of Raw and be like, I told you! Like, give Belair something else to do. I don't know.
Right.
I have Belair retaining. Belair with a pin.
Yeah.
How many people interfere?
One.
Zero.
Who's the one?
I'll tell you later.
Okay. Zero. I have zero. Does Bianca hair whip Becky?
I'm going to put no. She hasn't done it in a while.
I put no as well.
I put no. Okay. I mean, certainly if she's not winning.
Right.
Right.
Right. And then over under 19 minutes. The WrestleMania match was barely over 19
that's
minutes.
That's a big number. I'm going to say under.
I put under.
All right.
Then finally, Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, undisputed WWE Universal Championship, last man standing match.
Wow.
Any balls?
I mean.
Well, no, it's stupid at this point.
All right, so I've got Roman with a pin. No.
Roman.
With a pin? That's not smart.
Yeah.
We all have Reigns.
I've got Roman.
How many people interfere?
Two.
Three.
Oh. Solo Sikoa?
Or Theory comes out?
Yeah. I have two. Over under 2.5 Superman punches.
Put over.
Over. It's last man standing.
Over. Over under 5.5 Brock suplexes.
Over.
Over.
I put under for that one. I think they'll get out of the ring quick.
Right.
Over under 5 spears and F5s.
Over.
I'm going to put under here because I feel like that's just so overdone that like they can't do more than 5.
I feel like they always do 5.
It's a last man standing match.
I know, but like
they're not trying to get a three count.
You do F5s like on the stage. I don't know.
I'm going to say over.
Yeah.
And then over under 15 minutes?
Over.
Over.
I mean, their matches are usually short, but because it's last man standing,
right.
They're going to walk around the entire fucking ring.
It has to go longer, yes. Yeah, so over.
Brock can rest more in this type of match.
Ooh. Right.
Yeah.
What area does the match end?
I put the stage.
Stage.
Yeah, I don't know where to put the stage.
Nah, you
fucked. And does Theory cash in?
No.
I put under. I put no. Sorry. I put no, just because...
I put yes.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm. I mean, it could be after the match.
Right. Does he win?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, cashing in no matter what, right?
Right.
So I think Theory cashes in and loses.
And loses?
Yeah.
At SummerSlam? Just take it away from him?
Yeah. And I'm for it.
I like him cashing in on Cody and losing at WrestleMania. You give Cody this, like, double moment. It'd be fucking amazing.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe.
But, I mean, does Triple H want to keep Roman as champion for another...
Yes.
Oh, sure.
You built it up so far already. You have to wait till Mania to have him drop this belt.
I guess.
I agree.
Or SummerSlam.
And merge the belt. Have one fucking champion.
Just shy of 700 days he loses.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Surprise appearance. There's a lot of people that could show up.
Yeah. I put Bayley.
We all put someone different. I put Flair.
Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I have Edge.
Oh. All right. You think they reveal that at SummerSlam?
I'm coming to... Raw?
Wouldn't they have showed him starting an S or something?
Like, SmackDown.
To tease us?
I don't know.
SmackDown. Okay.
Wait, Bayley, I have Edge. What do you have, Joe?
Flair.
Flair. Rick, tune in Rick Sunday! Flair,
right?
Yes. Oh, Charlotte?
What?
Charlotte? But, thank you, Eric.
Obviously Charlotte. Rick's not going to show up right before he dies.
Tune in to my last match tomorrow night.
Sponsored by Vince McMahon.
We've been talking about Rick so much that I thought you meant Rick.
No.
That's hilarious.
He just punches Jared after the match? How much would he pay Vince?
So anyways, I put Edge because I think he's going to help the Mysterios win.
Okay.
That's how he comes. Yeah, sure.
That's how he kills him?
That's how they kill Edge. Predict a match that hasn't been announced yet.
New Day versus the Viking Raiders.
Well, Nakamura versus Gunther.
Yeah, I put Nakamura versus Gunther.
They would have promoted that by now.
But would they? It's an IC title match, Joe.
True. It's the shit title right now.
How many announcer tables are broken?
Put one. Two.
Are there even two anymore?
I don't know.
Maybe.
If it gets broken twice, then sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I have one. Does the timekeeper barricade break?
We have Roman, we have Brock, we have Lashley. Yes, this thing's going down.
Right.
Yes. What's the opening match? Pre-show doesn't count.
I don't know.
Seth Riddle.
SmackDown Women's.
Oh, Liv and Ronda?
Yeah.
I put so. Seth and Riddle.
All right.
Yeah.
So did he.
What's the main event for 2 points? Write your name.
Miz versus Logan Paul?
Yes, that is correct.
Wait, I need to amend mine, actually.
Why?
What?
Because I'm putting Theory versus Roman as my main event.
Oh,
I think
huge.
He's cashing in.
Right, minus two for Andrew.
Well, fuck it.
That's funny.
So you guys have last man standing, obviously.
Yeah.
And then Lock of the Century, pick a winner from any match.
Usos.
I went Lashley. Usos, Lashley, Roman, they're all right.
Okay. Yeah, I put Reigns, obviously.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm the champion, right?
Not for long.
A lot of this champion. Is wrong, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll
and
see.
And the Summer Slamwich?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. The Summer Philly Slamwich?
I'm so excited.
Are you fucking kidding me? So I will tell you this. I am down 16 pounds the last 3 weeks, and I'm going to continue to lose weight so I can prepare to eat this entire sandwich. What are you giving in?
Just to gain it back.
All of it in one
All
sandwich.
All of it in one sitting.
And I will fast for 2 days.
You almost have to.
See you after SummerSlam. Oh, make sure you subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah.
Go check out Hollywood Hogwash. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And hey, you want to see the SummerSlam review this Saturday night?
And the Summer Slamwich review?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Want
to
see Royal Rumble 92 recap?
patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And do you want to see us review Ric Flair's last match? Because it's probably going to be hilarious.
Yeah, neither do I.
patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Wow.
Eric.
You fucking Mark!
Like Snowball Steve Austin, it kinda looks like Kevin Owens. Steve Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. I'm not just crazy, loud, egocentric, no doubt that's Joe. Self-proclaimed strongest and best-looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part-time. Strong Ric Flair's pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. Every shirt was loved and he can't really hold in his pit. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacey Keebler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.